Welcome to this podcast about Burr Point and Augustine Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Burr Point is a headland on Augustine Island in Kamishak Bay on the western margin of Lower Cook Inlet, about 108 miles north-northwest of Kodiak and 69 miles southwest of Homer, Alaska. The uninhabited island has a nearly symmetrical central summit, rising to 4,134 feet. Captain James Cook of the Royal Navy first discovered and named it St. Augustine Island in 1778. The following year, Don Ignacio Arteaga of the Spanish Navy called it Pan de Azúcar, or Sugar Loaf. In 1852, Captain Mikhail D. Tebenkov of the Imperial Russian Navy named it Mount Chernoboroy, from the Russian Cherny, meaning black, and Burry, meaning brown. Burr Point was reportedly named in 1914 by the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey for the burr-like appearance of mounds along the volcano's northeast coast. The volcano has erupted repeatedly in late Holocene and historical times, typically producing high-energy debris avalanches of large angular clasts shed from summit domes, which form much of Augustine's lower flanks. Augustine Volcano began erupting on the flank of a small island of Jurassic clastic sedimentary rock about 201 million to 143 million years ago, before the late Wisconsin glaciation. The oldest known eruptions ranged from steam-driven olivine basalt explosions to highly explosive magmatic eruptions of dacite or rhyodacite pumice flows. Ash deposits as far away as Shuyak Island record eruptions between roughly 5,350 and 2,200 years before present, with documented ash layers from 5,330 to 5,020 before present and 3,620 to 3,360 before present. Another ash layer in peat near Homer dates to about 2,275 before present. From 2,200 before present onward, eruptive products abundantly mantle the island, with numerous coarse debris avalanches sweeping beyond Augustine's coast, most recently in 1883. That eruption triggered a 30-foot tsunami that destroyed the village of English Bay, now Nanwalek, on the Kenai Peninsula, and left the summit decapitated, later partially rebuilt by andesite domes from six subsequent eruptions. The 1883 debris avalanche buried the former shoreline and pushed the new one 1 mile seaward. Bathymetry shows it traveled an additional 1.8 miles beneath the sea. Most material consisted of angular cobble-to-boulder fragments, with some clasts measuring 10 to 25 feet. Since 1883, significant eruptions occurred in 1936, 1963, 1976, 1986, and 2006. In January and February 1976, explosive eruptions sent pyroclastic flows down several flanks, with the greatest volume on the north slope. Dome growth in mid-April truncated the 1883 and 1935 domes, while repeated sloughing of the dome's steep north edge produced lithic pyroclastic flows. From March to August 1986, a major eruption sent scores of pyroclastic flows down the north and northeast flanks, built a new summit dome, and spread ash as far as Anchorage, about 180 miles to the northeast. In January 2006, explosions burst from the 1986 summit dome. The largest pyroclastic flow of dense pumice swept to the lower north flank on January 28th. Filling a shallow pond and burning off surrounding scrub alder as in the two previous eruptions. A new summit dome grew that winter, draping lava flows over the upper north and northeast flanks, though the 2006 pyroclastic flows and lahars were far less extensive than in the three preceding eruptions. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.